Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you like sprint car racing? If so, you just might like racing model sprint cars by Radio Control. Let's go in-depth with Corey Burgett with Lighton Speedway. So, Corey, could you tell us a little bit about Lighton Speedway?
Yeah, absolutely. Lighton Speedway was established in 2013 by a gentleman that lives right down the street from the actual racetrack. And Lighton Speedway is a 200-foot driveline, semi-banked, loose-dirt oval designed specifically for 1/10 scale electric RC sprint cars, late models, and modifieds.
Okay, and so we do this with the remote control kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. Everything is done remote control. The driver will actually stand on a platform that's elevated above the front stretch, and everything is controlled remotely by the driver through his hands.
So 2013, it isn't that long ago, and so people are just starting to become aware of the track.
Yeah, RC has been around for decades, and in fact, here in Knoxville in the late 1990s, a gentleman by the name of Wild Bill Anderson had a track just west of town past Graceland Cemetery. And Lighton had formed, like I said, in 2013, so to kind of help grow the dirt oval community back together again after he quit running his track in the early 2000s.
So apparently this is a big thing and that I don't know anything about. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't know about, but there's a lot of people interested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just locally here in, you know, central and southeastern Iowa, but nationally and globally as well. RC sprint car racing here locally has a really good following. And a couple of years ago, we had an indoor facility in Oskaloosa where we were constantly seeing over 100 entries every Saturday night. And it's even so popular that during the Chili Bowl every year in January down in Tulsa, there is what they call the RC Chili Bowl. And it is exactly formatted like the real thing. And companies like Custom Works RC, which is owned by Tony Stewart, helps promote and sponsor the event. So it's held in conjunction with the Chili Bowl down in Tulsa.
Okay, and so forgive me, RC, what's that again?
Radio control.
Radio control. And so the track, 200 foot?
Yep, it's a 200-foot drive line. So if you were to take a measuring wheel, start at the start line, and go one lap around, that's 200 foot.
Okay, and so what does it look like? Is it banked?
What? It's semi-banked, and we actually rebuilt the track in the fall of 2014. To resemble a scaled-down version of Knoxville Raceway. So if you were to look at it from above, it would be almost similar to looking at Knoxville Raceway from above.
Are the times about the same? You go around the track a lot faster than the sprint car racers do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because these are 1/10 scale, everything's a lot smaller, obviously. But the speeds, these things around our track average about 6 seconds per lap. So if you do the math, 6 seconds at 200 foot is roughly going to be 30 to 35 miles per hour. If you were to calculate that into real speed, these things, scale speed-wise, would reach over 200 miles an hour scale speed.
Wow. And so I'm looking at it, and I'm guessing it's like 18 or 19 inches long?
That's probably a good guess.
And maybe 16 high?
Yeah.
With counting the wings?
Yeah, kind of.
It looks exactly like a sprint car.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it. And that's one of the appeals to the hobby is the fact that it does resemble a real-life sprint car. So guys like myself who love sprint car racing, have a passion for sprint car racing, but don't have the budget to get into a real sprint car, this is a much more cost-efficient, cost-effective way to race something that looks just like the real thing.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about racing model sprint cars with Corey Burgett with Lighton Speedway. And so, is there like a season championship or anything like that?
Yeah, in fact, I recently took over the promoting and the track operation for Lightning Speedway this year. And one of the things that we incorporated was doing a full-out yearly points series. So each driver has an opportunity to compete every other weekend, which is what our schedule runs. And at the end of the year, they collect points and we'll hand out awards at the end of the year, just like anybody competing for points at Knoxville Raceway.
And so you have the same guys coming in, or do people travel? Do they say, oh, I live in Omaha, I'm going to go head over to Lighton this weekend? Is there any of that?
Actually, we do have a good mixture of local and non-local drivers coming on a weekly basis. And there was a gentleman who's a very well-known gentleman in the RC sprint car community who traveled 3.5 to 4 hours from Illinois just to come over to our track and race with us.
And so I bet it's something that takes a while to learn how to do it right.
There is a learning curve to driving these, the way that we have them set up and just how fast and on the edge they are. It does take a lot of practice and a lot of laps to figure it out. And as we get deeper into the car, I'll show you just how tunable they are and how adjustable they are. In fact, there's more tuning adjustments on this car than you would find on a real sprint car. So there is a good learning curve. But RC Oval in general, kids and adults of all ages can partake in it. And as your skill and ability progresses, you can move up into something like what we're seeing here.
But you don't want me doing it with you. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. I'd have a lot of fun, but I'd probably collide with your car. I mean, you don't want that.
Well, the good thing is these cars are very durable. Right. And when they do get upside down, it's not like a real sprint car where they're done for the night. These things can take a pretty good tumble and get right back on all four wheels and go again.
Okay, good.
But yeah, somebody who's never actually driven one before would probably struggle with it just because of how fast and aggressive they are.
Are there a lot of collisions during a race?
There can be. It just depends on the group of drivers that are assigned in their heat race. You know, just like at Knoxville, you go and watch a 410 race at Knoxville, you're going to have the well-known guys like Sammy Swindell and, you know, Ian Madsen racing guys that maybe have never even been to Knoxville before. So you have to navigate lap traffic just like you would racing the real thing.
It's hard for me to envision this, but it's happening a lot faster than even at the Knoxville racetrack, right?
Yeah, when you're running 35 miles an hour with a remote control car. In 200 feet, things can happen pretty quick. You know, 6 seconds per lap isn't really a whole lot when you think about, you know, the 410 guys running 15-second laps at Knoxville.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about racing model sprint cars with Corey Burgett with Lighton Speedway. Well, tell me about the car. Tell people a little bit about the car.
Well, again, it's a 1/10 scale radio-controlled sprint car. It is a purpose-built car, meaning this car in particular is designed to be a sprint car. It's not designed to be anything else. It's got fully independent four-wheel suspension. It runs on a brushless electric motor, and we run lithium polymer batteries to power it, all through an electronic speed control. So everything's digital, brushless, and it's got the best power source you can get. Do you want me to take the cage off so you can see what the insides look like?
As long as it's not inconvenient?
Nope, not at all. In fact, I purposely made it to where I could easily access the underside of the cage. Between every race that we do, we have to take the batteries out and either put a fully charged one back in it or recharge the one we just used.
Cool.
The cage that I run comes off with 2 quick release bolts in the back and then 2 cage bolts that mount up underneath the car. It holds everything in place. It's got a 3-gear transmission with a full differential inside, so if I hold the center gear and rotate the left rear clockwise, the right rear will go counterclockwise. So it's got a fully adjustable ball differential inside the three-gear transmission, and it works exactly the same as your daily driver car.
Wow. That's pretty cool. How much does one like this cost?
Price can vary depending on the components that you put in it. A rolling chassis minus all of the electronic components will run you about $400. And that includes the cage and the wings and all that stuff. When you start adding your brushless motors, your electronic speed controls, your steering servo, we also run A and B scoring, which is exactly what the real cars use at Knoxville, just on a smaller scale.
And what does that mean?
Okay, so this is actually a personal transponder. And just like the cars at Knoxville have, it's an electronic scoring system that every time they cross the finish line, it keeps track.
So there's no arguments, I won, or that was a tie?
Yep, exactly. So everything, every race that we do is all done and scored electronically, just like Knoxville is.
The basic costs $400, is that what you're saying? But then I would guess there are more expensive components.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, just the rolling chassis by itself without any electronic components is going to run you about $400. And then,
so that's not even getting you set up.
Correct. By the time you're all said and done, it's really easy to spend about $1,000 getting everything you need to get on the track.
Now, is it like in the sprint car world, if you have more money, it might make a difference in the car performance?
It's possible, but that's a pretty good argument that a lot of people have. We run a specific size of motor in our cars to keep them fair and equal. Some are more expensive than others. Some guys have brushless motors that cost $150. Some have brushless motors that cost $50. Mm-hmm. It just all depends on the brand and personal preference and things of that nature. So that's one of the nice things about this is you can go into it. If let's say you have a specific budget in mind, you can probably still build one of these and get on the track cheaper than the next guy. You just have to be selective about what components you put inside the race car.
It doesn't look like it's hard to build. I mean, it has the various component parts. I bet it's something you can... I mean, everybody can handle. It's not like, you know, a car engine or anything you have to work on.
Yeah, it's a very simple build. The kit itself comes in pieces with an instruction manual and full 3D diagrams showing you how to build the car. From start to finish, you can probably build this car within probably 4 hours.
All right, and you have a big event coming up during Nationals that you'd like everybody to come over to lighten and see what this is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. August 13th, which is the Saturday of the big Nationals in Knoxville, we are hosting our event called the Lighten Speedway Nationals. It's going to be a day event, so anybody that's coming into town for the real car Nationals will be able to come out and spectate. We're going to start racing at noon. We're going to be done by about 5, possibly 6 at the latest, so that gives spectators and racers alike chances to get back into Knoxville to watch the big car race.
So a good way to spend that afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people have exercised all of the activities throughout Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Knoxville, and so this is just another opportunity for fans of sprint car racing to get out of town for a little bit, you know, beat the crowds, and watch some wheel-to-wheel, you know, high-speed, scaled-down sprint car racing.
Okay, so you want the people to come out with their cars that want to participate, but you want audience. I mean, you want people to come and see what it's all about. So everybody's welcome?
Yeah, absolutely. The great thing about this is it's a wonderful hobby to get introduced to. And spectating is free. So anybody that wants to come out and watch these things in action is more than welcome to come out. Spectating is always free. Come on out. Feel free to ask the racers questions. Take a look at their cars. That's how people get into the hobby, actually, is just by showing a little bit of interest in it and asking a bunch of questions.
Well, people come from all over the world. Maybe some of them will bring their remote control vehicle, their sprint car.
Yeah, in fact, last year out at Slideways Karting Center, we held it was called the Knoxville Shootout. It was hosted by an organization called the Midwest Dirt Racing Association based out of Missouri. And it brought racers all the way from Pennsylvania to California to race RC cars out at Slideways last year. And so, being that they're not holding that event again this year, I wanted to put something together still close to home and do it during the Knoxville Nationals, just like we did last year. So, yeah, hopefully I did a good enough job spreading the word, and we draw some people from out of town. I know there's a bunch of guys from Omaha coming over, and guys from Illinois, Missouri. So we should have a pretty good range of drivers from all different states.
Thanks to Corey Burgett for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.